and this great mission hymn of Martin Luther. I, of course, have many memories of having taught it in English to one of my seminary classes in Tokyo years ago, and it became one of their favorite hymns. Every Friday afternoon, we find 500 verses 1, 2, 3. And so, as I meditated on this text this past week, I did face the temptation to dramatize the adventures, persecutions, and hardships and successes of St. Paul using modern-day illustrations from the lives and work of our own missionaries who represent us overseas. And then, as a representative of the Board for Missions of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, come out with a special appeal to you, especially members of the graduating class, that if some of you feel a calling to respond to the Lord's call to be available for missionary service overseas, today is the day to think about it. But the Christian Church has put aside this day to give attention to the conversion of St. Paul, on which the whole church we sing, praise God the Lord, you Son of Man. The churches of Christ in Judea said, he who once persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once sought to destroy. And they glorified God because of me. The Christian church this day celebrates the conversion of St. Paul and reflects on that miracle of the Damascus Road where the heavenly light outshines the noonday sun. And there Paul, that great expert from the law, that practicing legalism, who outshone by example his own contemporaries, that great student of Gamaliel, suddenly recognized the Messiah for whom he is. And crushed by the weight of that very law he upheld, he recognized his own sinfulness. He asked God, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I persecuted the church to God. I am the chief of sinners, and we have all been born with our nose. But in that moment, the Holy Spirit made a new man out of Paul, and with conviction, he was able to receive the invitation of the Lord and accept as his very own the complete forgiveness which Christ the Lord has won for all of us with his death upon the cross. His triumph over the grave, forgiving all his sins and making him an heir of life everlasting. St. Paul was converted when he accepted Jesus as his personal Savior. And so the Lord says, Ananias, he is the chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. Paul himself confessed in the very opening lines of this epistle to the Galatians, Paul an apostle, not from men, nor through man, but through Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord, ye sons of men. The conversion of St. Paul and also our own is completely the work of God. And in accord with his plan established in eternity. And so also the important business of preparation for the ministry. A theological education is only God's view, and in accord with his own plan. And each one of us can draw encouragement from what St. Paul commented in the text today. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and had called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me, in order that I might teach him to the Gentiles. I know sometimes there are moments of discouragement when faculty members wonder why they decided to come here. I know there are times when students wonder, why did I ever decide to go into this kind of a test? Some of my friends in real estate, some of my friends in the profession, yes, some of my friends at labor union wages are doing far better than I ever did. This is the foundation of a liberal arts course and a specialty in theology. Can't I be better elsewhere? Praise God the Lord, the Son of Man. We praise God today and set aside every doubt and discouragement. We praise God for a dedicated faculty who stays on through thick and thin. We praise God the Lord for devoted students and their patient staff, for faithful administrators and faithful auxiliary help, all working together to make a curriculum function for communicating the seriousness of teaching in a very complex world. Yes, our education and learning to the heights and to the depth is all necessary to exalt one thing. I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. In elementary education, it is certainly honored Christ and preferred to refer to the three I's and yet they are indispensable. So likewise, in theological education and ministerial training, we certainly must overlook several themes. Today we praise God for your conversion. It is an act of God's grace. We praise God for the gift from the Holy Spirit, the gift of commitment. We commit ourselves to our Lord Jesus Christ and to the Scriptures, of which St. Paul himself wrote, whatsoever things are written aforetime are written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. And the Sabbath of the Sabbath of Luther wrote, for us is to hear the word, to study, and to meditate upon it. Today we praise God for the privilege to share in His great commission. If my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And under the commission, we have a spirit burning, burning and praying for the whole world, and the gift of pastoral prayer for those who are entrusted to our flock and our pastoral leadership. The grace of God in Christ Jesus takes away the shades of night, pulls back the curtain of darkness, and takes from our hearts every gloomy thought. We praise God this day for the conversion of St. Paul, for through the revelation granted to him, the scriptures that have been preserved for us also from his pen under the guiding of the Holy Spirit, we too can be God's ambassadors, his messengers. And someday we will hear the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And we can write into the diaries of our hearts, and they glorify God because of me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.